B'choros perk ches mishne hey 8:5 more on sfeikos. Here the setup is you have two men with two wives, and they're giving birth in a cave in the dark. And in the morning, we discover the baby's been mixed up. So what are the pidyon haben requirements? So the Mishnah starts out by saying shtei nashim shel shtei anashim. You have two wives married to two different men. Shlo bikru. Neither woman has had a baby before, so therefore their first child, if it's a male, will be subject to pidyon haben requirements. V'yaldu shnei zacharim. Lo and behold, in the morning we discover in this cave there are two little baby boys. So we don't know who's the mother, but we know that each boy is a firstborn, and therefore each boy is a b'chor, and therefore each boy needs to have his father be podim. So the din will be zenosin chamesh shlaim l'kohen v'zenosin chamesh shlaim l'kohen. Each of the two fathers will give five shlaim to a kohen because they know they've had a son here who needs pidyon. They don't know which of the two is their son, but for sure they know they have a son, one of these two, and he's chayav in pidyon haben. Meis echad mehen besoch shloshim yom. Now, if one of the two boys die within 30 days, again, therefore we don't know now which of the two fathers is essentially off the hook from doing pidyon haben. So says the Mishnah, im lekohen echad nasnu, if the two fathers had prepaid the five shloshim each to a kohen before 30 days, which is, again, a strange thing to do, but they did it, and they made a condition that when 30 days are up, then at that point when the chiyuv kicks in to the pidyon haben, this money should serve to be the pidyon haben money. So then the two fathers could now go and ask collectively to get a refund, the five shloshim, because at the end of the day, there's just one child that needs pidyon, and therefore the kohen should get five and not 10 shloshim. Yachzir lehen chamesh shloshim, so the kohen should give back five. But im l'shnei kohanim nasnu, if the two fathers gave to two separate kohanim, so now ein yichon lahotzi miyadam, now neither father can collect and get a refund from either kohen, because each kohen will say, how do you know the one that died was not the one that the other person was poda? Again, that's the case, that it wasn't explicit what they're getting the five shekel for, five shlem for. Now if zachor nekeva, if the two men with the two wives giving birth to two babies in a cave in the dark, and they get mixed up, and lo and behold, one's a male, one's a female. Okay, so that means there is a b'chor in the room here, that little boy, he knows he's a b'chor. But each father can say, who said the b'chor is mine? Maybe the girl is mine. So therefore, says the Mishnah, ha'avos paturin. Each father is exempt from having to give slime, five slime. V'haben chai lifdoses atzmo. However, the child, who's a male, he knows that his mother, he doesn't know which the two women are his mother, but he knows both of the women were first-time mothers, and therefore he knows that his mother, he was the pet erechem, and therefore he knows he needs pidyon haben. So even though his father won't have to pay, he himself will have to be poda himself when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Chayav ben liftos es atzmo. Now, if shtei nekevos uzachar, or shtei zachar mushtei nekevos, if in the morning you find these two women who are married to two different men had two children, and in the room there are two girls, okay, either and one boy or two boys. In both those cases, ein lekohen klum, the kohen gets nothing. Why? Because it's very possible that one girl was born first to this mother, and one girl was born to the other mother, and there are no firstborn boys in the room, that the one or two boys that are in the room were born after their twin sister. So therefore, the kohen gets nothing.